This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our weekly series, Vital Signs Meet Substitutes. Sales are soaring because of concerns about personal health and the environment, but not all products are as healthy as advertised. I talked about this with Megan Jardine, the registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System. When we say meatless meats, how much of a variety is there?
You can get veggie burgers, which are probably the most popular, ground beef, sausage, bacon, chicken tenders and chicken strips, bacon, even hot dogs. And they're made to have the texture and the taste of meat, but they don't have the saturated fat or the cholesterol that meat does.
But it's still a processed food. And haven't people been saying that's what we're supposed to stay away from?
You know, I am a vegetarian and I'm also a dietitian. And so when I work with my patients, that's the one thing that I try to find out for them. How much processed foods are you eating? And so, yes, these are processed foods. And we still think that they're healthier than a lot of meat products because meats are very high in saturated fats and cholesterol. And
of course, it's not all bad. I mean, there's protein in it.
Right. And there's protein in these products too.
So the question then is, how healthy are the meat replacements?
I think you have to look at the ingredients list. I look for veggie burgers or meat replacements that are made with real food, like whole grains, like oats, quinoa, brown rice, beans, lentils, nuts and seeds. There is one other nutrient that would be present in these products that are healthy would be fiber. And most Americans are not getting their recommended 25 to 38 grams of fiber a day. And you're not going to find any dietary fiber in meat. So that would be one benefit. But you really do want to look at the ingredients. And if it has a lot of ingredients that you don't know what they are, it might be something you can put back on the shelf and, and find something else.
Are there potential downsides to it? Does the product itself really live up to the declaration of it being healthy?
You know, I think that there can be preservatives in these foods that some people might want to avoid, or, you know, some people want to avoid soy. So many of these products are made with soy.
That's a bad thing?
I don't think soy is a bad thing, but some people have allergies to soy, and soy is not important to be healthy.
A lot of concern these days about GMO or genetically modified ingredients.
Most of the soy grown in our country is going to be a GMO soy. So if you want to avoid soy, you would want to look for an ingredient or a product that says GMO free. Also, if it says organic on the certified organic, it's not going to have GMO in it. If these labels are not on the product, then you can assume, and it has soy, then you can assume it's a GMO product. Now, scientists tell us that the GMO products are safe, but many people want to avoid them. And I think consumers are looking for these products because they just want to have something that's more natural.
So let's say then I've been seeing these products in the grocery store, so I think I'm going to have a look at them, maybe purchase some of them. What would your recommendation be?
Well, you want to look at the serving size and the calories. Some of these foods are high in calories. So I always look at the calories, and I like mine to be no more than 150 to 200 calories. Some of them are higher than that. Now, I would look at the fat content. This product right here is about 2.5 grams of fat. That's pretty good. And then the other nutrient I would look at is sodium. Less than 500, and I like to go closer to 300 milligrams of sodium. And then if it has fiber, at least 3 grams of fiber, I think, is important because everybody usually needs to increase their fiber intake. And the other thing I would say is to minimize the use of these products. Use them occasionally. We use them 2 to 3 times a month, and I think having them every day is probably too much. That means you're getting more, you're still eating processed foods.
Megan Jardine, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoy talking to you.